Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Stop. Non-stop. Folks like me who were...
The entire point of mass immigration back in 2015 when he was vice president.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. But why? Well,
a source of our strength, folks. Stop and think about what it is that he's saying. My next guest is not an American citizen. So he has certain liberties in the things that he can say that we are limited on here because we are citizens of the United States. But I'm telling you, he is looking at this and is incredibly concerned about the future of our nation. I want to welcome Al Rasuli to the program. Al Rasuli, welcome.
Thank you for having me. God bless you, sir.
Thank you for being here. I greatly appreciate it. I have to tell you, you know, those kinds of statements by the sitting president of the United States... In Islam, tell me if I'm wrong, but they actually have a war tactic, which is to flood a nation, Christian nations in particular, with immigration, with illegal immigration, with the idea that these are quote-unquote peaceful people that are coming into that country. But the purpose of it is to overwhelm the country, and they call it Hijra. Am I saying anything that's incorrect?
You are 100% correct. And even the pronouncement is correct. It's called Hijra. Hijra is to migrate. To migrate from Muslim lands to the lands of the infidels, especially the Christian ones, to become parasites upon them, to overbreed over them, and then undermine them and take them over. And they're succeeding. This is a remarkable thing. The most stupid people on the planet are mostly Muslim. And by the way, I dare anybody to challenge me to call me I'm a racist. Because I am a racist, and I love being a racist. First of all, Islam is not a race. And being a racist is part and parcel of the human nature. Every human being on the planet is born racist. Why? Because we are territorial people. Animals are territorial. Look at it up. Read it in Google. Read it in any book. Territoriality is human and animal instinct to protect your area, to protect your tribe, to protect your family. We are all racist. So to call me a racist is not an insult. It's part and parcel of the human nature.
Let me just interject for a second, because I want folks to understand, by the same token, and Al Rasuli, you are so good at taking words and taking back their meanings and expanding on it. For example, when someone says, "Oh, you're Islamophobic," tell them how you answer that. What do you say when someone says to you, "Oh, Al Rasuli, you're Islamophobic"?
I'll tell the other guy he's stupid. Because to fear Islam is not an irrational state of mind. Phobia, by the way, phobia, if you Google phobia, you'll find maybe 10,000 phobias, which are irrational fears. It is irrational not to fear Islam. Why? Because Islam wants you either to submit to Sharia or be killed. So if I have somebody against me who wants me either to submit to Sharia or be killed, I really should be afraid of them. So Islamophobia is an oxymoron, a contradiction in term, and the one who is using it is the one who is stupid. And they invariably use it to try to threaten you to keep your mouth shut. But you should never be. If you are with the side of truth, never allow yourself to be subdued by anybody.
Well, you know,
I am racist, yes.
There you go. Well, and you mentioned the issue. It's interesting because you mentioned the issue as an example of racist in the terms that they want to put it on, and you know, because they are calling something that isn't a race. Islam is not a race. Being Muslim is not a race. Right, correctly. And so by the same token, right, they say, "Oh, if you're a nationalist, you're bad." And my response to that is hang on, my response to that is, brother, is who was the first nationalist? The very first nationalist in history.
I'll tell you who.
You tell me who you think it is, and I'll tell you who I think it is.
I know. Jesus.
God. Yeah, through Christ, but God. Look what he said to Abram. He called him out of the land of Ur, and he said, "I'm giving you," and he gave him boundaries for the land that he was going to give him, and then he told him to respect the boundaries that he crossed through and not to cause any issues with the kings over those boundaries, but to honor them. God recognized nations, and God called Abraham to be the father of many nations, the first nationalist. The first nationalist, God.
Okay. No problem. I agree. Okay. Now, very important.
Yes.
The most racist bastards on the planet, excuse my language, but don't excuse it, are Muslims. Why? Because they are not Islamophobic. They are, well, I would call it infidel phobia they have. What do I mean by this? Muhammad separated humanity into two groups 1400 years ago. Dar al-Islam, or the people who follow Muhammad, and Dar al-Harb, the land of the infidels, the land of war. So he separated humanity into two groups, the Muslims against the non-Muslims. So for a Muslim to speak about Islamophobia, tell him, "But you, son of a gun, you hate the Jews, you hate the Christians, you hate the Buddhists, you hate the Hindus, you hate any human being who is not a Muslim. And you dare talk about Islamophobia?" But nobody ever says that to them. Nobody. 330 million Americans, nobody stands up and be counted. And you don't have to be brave or anything. All you have to be is knowledgeable.
And
Islam is the enemy of every human being on the planet who is not a Muslim. Simple, not complicated. Not my idea. That's Muhammad.
And let's be clear, folks, because here's and so what are we exposing? We're exposing, there are people who were born into the Muslim faith, who have never read their Quran, who have no idea what this says, and under an Islamic state, they will be slaughtered if they don't come online with the things that we're telling you, just like any other infidel. If they don't institute and start following and acting in the ways that we're saying, and so for them, what we're telling you is, hey, what you think you believe, what you think you know, whatever it may be, is not what your belief system says, nor what your belief system is going to demand of you, nor what is being taught in your mosques. The mosque is teaching what you're saying, Al-Rasuli. That's what the imams are educating about, even the mosques here in America.
Of course, in every country on earth, the mosque is the breeding ground of the terrorists. Every single mosque is the breeding ground of terrorists. Why? Because they're not indoctrinating anybody. They are teaching them what the Quran says. I am showing you guys what the Quran says. That's the only difference. While the Muslims are covering it up, saying that Islam means peace, which Islam doesn't mean peace, it means submission. That's a lie to start with. Then they tell you that Allah is the same as the God of the Bible, another lie. Then they tell you jihad is a peace. It's the tuning between a human being and God, which is not true. Jihad is warfare, mandated upon the Muslims. Chapter 2, Al-Baqarah, verse 216. Read it. When I say these things, Google it. Google Quran, chapter 2, verse 216. You'll find out that it says, jihad is mandated upon you, even though you don't like it. He's telling the Muslims.
Yeah.
Even though you don't like it, it's mandated upon you. Jihad means warfare against non-Muslims. It's an open-ended war.
And,
it's not limited in time. It's not limited in space.
And think about this. Allah, their God, demands death as a passage to heaven. And I don't mean like natural, peaceful people die. I mean to die, to be killed in the act of trying to kill others. That's the kind of violence that Allah, their God, honors, that the Islamic God honors is a violent death. That's why you have terrorists that will blow themselves up, that will go into some place and try to kill people. They don't care about dying because their God, they've been tricked to believe that they're listening to a God that's telling them, if you die in the act of trying to kill non-Muslims, you're going to receive greater rewards. Christianity says your rewards are found when you love other people, when you exhibit love to other people, when you lead them into a path of love. Think about that, folks. That's the difference, and it's gigantic. It couldn't be any greater. The contrast couldn't be any greater.
It's total opposite. It's not even contrast. Total opposite. By the way, today in Afghanistan, under the Taliban, 43 Shia Muslims were blown up to death by Sunni Muslims. So the Islam not only destroys non-Muslims, they destroy each other. Each sect destroys the other sect. Because each sect considers the other sect infidel.
And folks, so...
Can you believe that?
It's horrid. It's absolutely horrific. And so that's why we're sharing this with you, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we want you to understand this, ladies and gentlemen. Because this is a belief system that is filled with hate and violence. And it doesn't belong in our United States... And we want people to get set free from it by recognizing what they're in. We'll be back.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Al Rasuli. You can find a lot of his articles. I post his articles. If you'd like to read and get the sightings of the things that he is saying and has said, you can find them in my blog section at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. He cites the Quranic writings for everything that he shares, everything that he talks about. I post his stuff. We send it out in email format. You can get that if you sign up for the email at chosengenerationradio.com, so you understand, so that you are equipped. Al-Rasuli, you had a couple things you wanted to add to that. Please go right ahead, sir.
It's very important, our listeners. This subject that I'm addressing with the pastor, we are not attacking Muslims. I want you to understand, the people who believe in Sharia law are the worst and worst victims of Islam, are the Muslims. The first and foremost victims of Islam are the followers of Muhammad. We're not attacking them. My issue is to reveal the truth about the belief system called Islam. So when I'm reciting to you chapter and verse from the Quran, am I being a racist? Am I being Islamophobic? Of course not. I can pick up also Mein Kampf from Hitler and reveal the fact what Hitler said. What does that make you, anti-German? No. It doesn't even make me anti-Hitler. All I'm doing, I'm reading to you what Hitler said, or what Muhammad says in his Quran. So please, you've got to understand that. There is no hatred here. The hatred comes only from Islam towards every human being on the planet who's not a Muslim. And it's not just hatred. It's hatred based on death and destruction. Look what they're doing to in Europe. Look what they're doing to each other. Yemen. 10 million people became, not Yemen, in Syria. 10 million Syrians became refugees. Where did they go to? To the Christian land. Why do they come to the Christian land? Why don't they go to a Muslim land? Because the Christians will give them benefits. The Christians will show them compassion. Because the Christians are stupid. By showing them compassion, they are going to, and these people will never assimilate, never integrate, and will never, ever be grateful to you. Not because I say so, because it is exactly what it is in their belief system. As far as they're concerned, we non-Muslims are kuffar, we are infidels, we are not human beings, not equal human beings to Muslims. We are inferior. Look what's happening in the Yemen. Every Muslim country is dysfunctional. The Yemen, in Iran, in Lebanon used to be 70% Christian. Now they are less than 30%. Why are they less than 30% when they were 70%? Because the Muslims forced them out of Lebanon and they outbreed them. And that's what they're going to do in Europe and that's what they're going to do in America. They will outbreed you. While Americans can have 2 to 3 children, if they are lucky, the Muslim will have 5 to 7 children each, by the way. Every Muslim can marry 4 women. You multiply this and you find out it's exponential. It's unlimited. Within 20 to 30 years, you, Americans, will be minority. The Christians will be a minority in America. Don't take my word for it. Just do a mathematics. Simple mathematics.
And, of course, at the top of what we said, the top of this segment, you heard the then Vice President of the United States, the now sitting President of the United States, tell you that that was the intent, to have a constant stream of immigration, illegal immigration, but open borders coming into the United States of America in order to change the demographic. Ultimately, that means changing our belief system, exchanging love for hate. And that is...
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.